This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be speaking to Teresa Puskar, keynote speaker and motivational speaker and transformation leader and author of 8 Ways to Declutter Your Brain, as well as The Good Morning Mind, 9 Essential Habits for the Workplace. We will talk to Teresa Puskar at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com. PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. And if you'd like to start a home-based business, click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 if you'd like more information. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number today, and we'll be talking to Teresa Puskar about her book, 8 Ways to Declutter Your Mind, at the bottom of the hour. We're going to continue talking just a little longer about digestive enzymes. There's so much to talk about when it comes to digestive enzymes because they're effective for much more than digestion. Digestive enzymes help improve blood circulation. Digestive enzymes have pain-relieving properties. Digestive enzymes have anti-inflammatory effects. Digestive enzymes can help you if you're dealing with cholesterol issues and blood clotting issues or sticky blood issues. And, of course, digestive enzymes can also help us digest our food. And, by the way, digestive enzymes have digestive properties even when we're not eating. In other words, you don't have to have food in your stomach to be able to benefit from the digestive properties, particularly of the proteases, these protein-digesting enzymes, and the lipases, the fat-digesting enzymes. That's because the fat and the protein that are being digested can be fat and protein that are sticking to your blood vessels. Fat and protein can build up in blood vessels from malabsorption. Sometimes this can happen, this can accrue over years. And the proteolytic and lipolytic effect of digestive enzymes on blood fats, specifically on blood fats, is being studied by researchers who are looking for ways to break up cholesterol plaques. Now, cholesterol, as we've said so many times in this program, is not a bad guy, necessarily. Cholesterol is absolutely vital for good health. Probably, arguably, the most important molecule in the body is cholesterol. Arguably the most important, particularly for helping us deal with stress or helping with growth and repair issues. After surgery, cholesterol levels go up. Bodybuilders tend to have higher cholesterol levels. Weightlifters tend to have higher cholesterol levels because cholesterol is important for building things.
Cholesterol is a building substance. It's a stress management substance. It's a life management substance. Nonetheless, when cholesterol metabolism is thrown off, usually by eating too much sugar, cholesterol plaques can build up, and that can be associated with atherosclerosis, which is the leading cause of heart disease. We also know that low levels of naturally produced lipases, especially lipases that come from the liver, are associated with excessive cholesterol in the blood, and also excessive blood fats, excessive triglycerides. So low levels of liver lipase, especially, are associated with excessive triglycerides and excessive cholesterol in the blood, and these are both risk factors for atherosclerosis and thereby risk factors for heart disease. The thinking is that using lipases supplementally can help reduce atherosclerosis and maybe help prevent atherosclerosis and help prevent heart disease. I use topical enzymes, topical proteases in my skincare formulations. Topical proteases from bromelain, from pineapple, and from papaya, papain, can have exfoliating effects. And via exfoliation, you get more efficient and healthier skin cell growth. When skin cells grow like crazy, they grow out of control, they hyperproliferate. All kinds of skin issues can manifest, including psoriasis, acne, clogged pores are all signs of excessive or hyperproliferating skin cells. The interesting thing about cells is their default state is to grow. It's the regulation of the growth which requires nutrition and requires the body to exert biochemical work. Cells grow like crazy when there's nutritional deficiency. Cells grow like crazy as a default state. So diseases like psoriasis and acne, especially psoriasis and acne on the skin, or skin tags also, are a visual manifestation of what happens at the cellular level when cells are growing out of control. By using exfoliating techniques, you can stabilize that growth. That's why one of the reasons why retinoids and alpha-hydroxy acids work for acne, for example, also for psoriasis, these hyperproliferative techniques, and also you can use proteolytic enzymes, digestive enzymes from papain, from papaya, that is papain, and also from pineapple, bromelain. Bromelain and papain are the names of the enzymes, the proteolytic enzymes that come from papaya and from pineapple. So via exfoliation, you can get more efficient and healthier skin cell growth. This can lead to smoother, softer skin. It can lead to improvements in the appearance of melasma and dark spots. As with all exfoliation techniques, you don't necessarily need proteolytic enzymes to exfoliate, of course. You can use a washcloth. You can shave. I love using hydroxy acids. In fact, hydroxy acids, alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic acid, lactic acid, and also beta hydroxy acids, which is mostly salicylic acid, that's my favorite way to exfoliate the skin. If you're interested in anti-aging the skin, you can use proteolytic enzymes for sure, but nothing beats alpha hydroxy acids, especially glycolic acid and lactic acid, for a lot of reasons. First of all, glycolic acid and lactic acid are very similar to molecules that are already in the skin, and while proteolytic enzymes can help exfoliate, they will not necessarily drop the pH of the skin like an alpha hydroxy acid will. Glycolic acid and lactic acid and salicylic acid will drop the pH of the skin. They will make the skin more acidic, and when the skin is more acidic, it tends to be healthier. Unhealthy skin tends to have a high pH. Healthy skin has a not super low pH, but a moderately low pH, around 3 or 4. Actually, around 4. So skin pH is usually around between 4 and 5. If you drop it down to under 4, you can get stimulating effects. And alpha-hydroxy acids, if you use them in a toner or in a cleanser, you can drop that pH down to where it needs to be, especially if you're dealing with, that can be especially important if you're dealing with a skin health issue. Dry skin, by the way, is also associated with alkaline skin. With proteolytic enzymes and with alpha-hydroxy acids, you can stimulate connective tissue growth. That means you can get a healthier dermis. That means less wrinkles, and that means less fine lines. You're going to be improving the production of collagen from those all-important fibroblasts. The holy grail of skincare is the fibroblast, the skin, the cell that lives in the dermis. The fibroblast makes the collagen. The fibroblast makes the elastin. The fibroblast makes the hyaluronic acid. The fibroblast, when it's working correctly, makes the dermis strong and healthy. And as we age, many of the things that we don't like about our skin as we age are the end result of an unhealthy dermis. So activating that fibroblast with proteolytic enzymes and alpha hydroxy acids can have a wonderful anti-aging skin health effect. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Youngevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got all our lines open. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment, and we are going to talk to Teresa Puskar, author and motivational speaker and transformation leader, she calls herself, and the author of the book, 8 Ways to Declutter Your Brain, Mindfulness, Inner Integrity, and Causeless Joy. And she's also written a book called The Good Morning Mind, 9 Essential Habits for the Workplace. We're going to talk to Teresa Puskar at the bottom of the hour. Morning rituals are super important. I've had my own morning ritual for many years, for decades. I've had my own morning ritual, and it's a really important way to start your day. Instead of starting our day randomly or just rolling out of bed and going to the kitchen and making a cup of coffee, start your day by thinking about what you want to do that day, how you want your day to go. Even spending a couple of minutes, think about how you want your day to go. Certainly meditation is an awesome, awesome start your day strategy, and it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out meditation. It could just be 5 minutes. Breathing exercises are a great way to start your day. Certainly moving your body, doing some kind of exercise. I run stairs first thing in the morning and meditate and read first thing in the morning. It's just a wonderful way to make sure your day starts off the right way. Especially if you didn't get enough sleep or if you had a bad night on any level. Starting your day right can be a great way to just go into your day with a positive attitude. So we'll talk to Teresa Puskar at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls this segment, 844-236-6010 if we have. A research letter in the journal Critical Care looked at vitamin C levels in COVID-19 patients who were suffering with ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome. Surprise, surprise, many of the ARDS patients were deficient in vitamin C. How do you like that? Could it be that our current health challenges and our current health crisis is more about nutritional deficiency than it is about infectious disease or about an infection? I say it's a good bet. Has anybody tested zinc levels in patients who are dealing with COVID-19 symptoms? Has anybody tested vitamin C levels? The few studies that have been done on vitamin C levels found that people who were dealing with ARDS, at least according to this letter in Critical Care, people who were dealing with ARDS were deficient, severely deficient, as it turns out. In this research letter, plasma vitamin C levels were in a population of ICU patients with COVID-19 who met the ARDS criteria, the acute respiratory distress syndrome criteria. Had their vitamin C levels measured, and guess what? Almost 95%, 94.5% of those measured had undetectable levels of vitamin C. Hello? And this should come as no surprise, and present company excluded. If people aren't supplementing with vitamin C, you're certainly not going to get it from orange juice. You're not going to get enough from orange juice. It's the simple little things that we need to do to be healthy. That's what the bright side is all about, the simple little things we need to do to maintain our health. Waking up in the morning and doing breathing exercises, waking up in the morning and meditating, making sure that you're getting enough vitamin C, making sure that you're using a good nutritional supplement program like the Mighty 90 from Longevity. Drinking enough water. drinking enough water. This is from the website Study Finds, which is kind of an interesting website with interesting studies on it. World shaking or earth shaking studies, but interesting ones. When feeling dehydrated, 2 in 3 people opt for medication, not water. Although many people know they need to drink more water, it turns out few are actually treating their dehydration with water. In fact, some are doing things which make things worse. New research shows more Americans will reach for over-the-counter medication to treat dehydration symptoms rather than drink a glass of water. A study of 2,000 people examined their daily hydration habits and find that many suffer with common ailments like headaches and fatigue that could be remedied by drinking more water. A lot of times when we're tired, we're dehydrated. First thing in the morning, this is especially true for diabetics or people who are taking their blood sugar, dysglycemics. First thing in the morning, if you're taking your blood sugar, you know that your blood sugar tends to be higher. It tends to be more concentrated at first thing in the morning. That's because you're losing water while you sleep. You're losing water when you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You're losing water when you're breathing. A lot of water is lost through the breath, and you're not replacing it for 6 or 7 or 8 hours. So first thing in the morning, many of us are dehydrated, and this can be measured by higher blood sugar. It can also be detected by being tired. Water can help you with energy. If you're fatigued, it may be that you're dehydrated. Your biochemistry doesn't work as effectively when there's not enough water present. And that's especially true about enzymes, by the way. Enzymes especially become sluggish under conditions of dehydration. According to this article, nearly 2 in 3, 63% of people admitted they're likely to reach for a pain reliever when discomfort arises. The average person suffers 2 headaches, 3 muscle cramps, and 2 dizzy spells over a week period. It's time, according to this article, all of which are symptoms of chronic dehydration. For some reason, people don't like to drink water. 1 in 10 respondents confess to only drinking 1 8-ounce glass of water a day. That's nowhere near enough water. You want to drink a lot of water, 10 glasses of water a day. Don't even want to measure it, just guzzle the water. Now, if you're drinking water, you want to make sure you're using water, your water-soluble nutrients, because the more you urinate, the more you're going to lose your vitamin C, the more you're going to lose your electrolytes, and the more you're going to lose your B vitamins. So if you are going to drink a lot of water, which is a great idea to do, make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine to replace those water-soluble nutrients that are lost in your urine. If you don't like the taste of, I don't know how anybody can not like the taste of water, but I hear this a lot of times. People don't like the taste of water, and so consequently they're forgetful about hydration. People say that they just don't feel like they want to eat, they want to drink water. So if you want to drink more water, but you don't like to drink more water, add lemon. Make it lemon water. If you want it a little sweet, put a little touch of stevia, although it's better to avoid the sweet, but if you had to do sweet, just a tiny, tiny bit of stevia. But just squeeze some lemon. Not only will you get your vitamin C, but you'll also be getting water. And oh, by the way, the peels of lemons and the peels of citrus fruits have wonderful nutrients. In fact, there's an enzyme that's found in, there's a precursor to an enzyme that's found in peels of citrus, a precursor to one of the body's major detoxifying enzymes, something called beta-glucuronidase. And the precursors to this enzyme are found in citrus peels. So slice up your lemon and drop the whole thing in your water and just let it sit. Let it sit in the fridge and drink it over the course of a day. You don't want to let it sit in there too long, but drink it over the course of a day. It'll taste great. You'll get you'll get nutrients from the peels. You'll get vitamin C from the lemons. It'll taste good. It's just a way to hack into the negative feelings that you may have about being hydrated or about water. Now, keep in mind, if you have dry skin, drinking more water isn't necessarily going to help you take care of your dry skin, although if you build your collagen and you drink more water, that will help you with your dry skin. And oh, by the way, the best kind of water to drink is not necessarily distilled water. It's certainly not tap water. Distilled water is the cleanest water, but the best kind of water to drink is structured water that's found in veggies and fruits. So do yourself a favor. Get yourself a Vitamix if you don't have one, and do veggie juices every day, and even fruit juices, as long as you're getting the fiber. I'm not a big believer in fruit juices because of the sugar, but if you drop a piece of fruit in with maybe an apple with some veggies, it's a great way to not only get the nutrients from your veggies and from your apples, but also to get structured water, which is the absolute finest biological water there is. All right, Teresa Puskark.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top diplomats from the United States and China had a public blow-up in front of reporters Thursday as the two global powers met in Anchorage, Alaska to discuss policy and attempt to restore ties. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi go at it.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
UCLA men's basketball showed plenty of moxie over Michigan State in a first four game in the NCAA tournament. The Spartans blew an 11-point lead as UCLA wins in overtime 86-80. The victory was at Mackey Arena on Thursday night. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Galen tells MajorLeagueBaseball.com about finding a new home in Arizona.
I think so, yeah. When you get traded, it's that weird feeling of, you know, am I wanted here? Is it a business? Whatever it is. But, you know, I love being here. The org, the guys, you know, everything I think just kind of fits my style.
Zach explains how ball placement is more important than speed.
Yeah, I think it's just something, you know, I grew up, I didn't throw hard at all. Had a late velo spike. I think it was my junior year. So for me, it's always just kind of been, you got to learn how to pitch. You got to learn how to mix pitches. You know, I think it was kind of funny back in the day. That was almost a slight of, you know, they were like, oh, he's going to have to mix pitches. But for me, I just think it was a chess match when I'm out there, just trying to outsmart the hitter and use every weapon I have.
Zach's pitching strategy appears to be being predictably unpredictable.
I mean, for me, I just love, you know, different sequences that are outside the box, really. That started back in 19 with Brian Holiday in New Orleans. You know, he was just calling some pitches in different counts that I probably didn't, you know, necessarily think about, and then just went from there. So for me, it's just trying to keep the guys on their toes, not get too predictable, and you know, just stay down in the zone, go up when I have to, and let everything else work off of that.
The Diamondbacks and Brewers mix it up today in spring training, 4:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive pages, BenFuchsArchives.com. Also, BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of good health information on our websites, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com, as well as the longevity products, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds, for helping folks deal with acne, psoriasis, post-surgical scarring, burns, traumas. What I discovered was healing is beauty. Health, when you change the health of the skin, you change the beauty of the skin, and healthy skin is beautiful skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. You can purchase them at TrueTreatments.com, or you can check out our 1,600, going on 1,700 four- and five-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. TruthTreatments.com for our True Skin Health products if you like to purchase, or TruthReviewed.com for our 1,600, going on 1,700 four- and five-star reviews. I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Teresa Puskar is the author. She's an author of multiple books. Her latest book is 8 Ways to Declutter Your Brain. She's the breakthrough alchemist, and she has got quite the resume, author, performer, keynote speaker, and she's committed to edutaining joy seekers by empowering them to raise their consciousness and create a greater sense of security and ease in their lives. Please welcome to the bright side, Teresa Puskar. Hey, Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Did I say your name right? Puskar.
Puskar, close. Puskar, push. Like pushing a car.
Oh, like
no
pushing
way
a car.
There.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
It's an interesting one.
Is it Arabic? What is Puskar?
It's Slovak. Indian? It's Slovak. Although when
Slovak.
I went to India, everybody would light up when they heard
yes.
my name because
yes.
it sounds very Indian. So you're very good at that. Yeah.
It does sound Indian. That's exactly right. So Puskar, like push a car. You got so much I want to ask you about. You have this concept you call causeless joy, which I,
yes.
that's just, that sounds so good to me. Like we always think that we have to have something in our circumstances or in our environment, how we feel is dependent on our environment. But causeless joy, that kind of blows that out of the water. Talk a little bit about causeless joy.
Thank you for asking. It's a powerful experience that one can have. It takes some time to cultivate it. Although that being said, some people are graced to experience these moments in their lives that just shoot them there because of what we call grace, which has no rhyme or reason. It just happens. But as far as cultivating causeless joy, I have been a truth seeker for many, many years. I was an actor, and then I became a producer at Nightingale Conant Publishing. I got to work with all my favorite New York Times best-selling authors, all the inspirational.
Love it.
Some of them were enlightened. Some of them were not. They all
they
had
changed my
messages.
Life. Nightingale Conant changed my life, just so you know.
All
your
right.
work changed my life. Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Well, I was blessed. I was actually an actress. And, you know, you talked about the healing work in the commercial before we got on. And I actually was reading Christian Northrup's books, Women's Bodies, Women's Minds, and I had a little issue in my body. I looked up the reference, and it said if you are struggling with either a relationship and career or a personal relationship, and I thought I didn't have a personal relationship at the time, and I thought this career as an actor is insane. It's high highs, it's low lows, there's no security. So I said, okay, universe, I will follow your lead, but I need to do something that's creative, something that's utilizing my skills. And I was already passionately a seeker. So long story short, I ended up in the halls of Nightingale Conant doing a workshop. And I walked the halls and went, I'm meant to work here. And
wow.
I, after the workshop, I went to the president and said, I'm going to come work for you. We don't have a job. I'm going to come work for you. We're downsizing. I'm going to come work for you.
That's great.
So
that's
I became great. Director of coaching and later a producer, but it was a gift. But back to the causeless joy, because I'm excited about your enthusiasm. So what happens when you start to seek, and both of my books are about mindfulness. The 8 Ways to Declutter Your Brain is personal development, and then The Good Morning Mind is about mindfulness in business. Now, the first thing I want to say, it's not about quieting the mind.
Mm.
We can't quiet our mind. You can get to a place beyond it. But the more we fight to quiet the mind, there's more resistance because
like
it's just not natural. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So what happens, though, I went to India for a month to have a very powerful deepening process. Several of the authors I worked with at Nightingale had experienced this man, Bhagwan.
Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh Osho?
It's Bhagwan and Amaji. It's the Oneness University now, O&O Academy in India.
I love Osho. I still read it almost every day.
Yeah. Well, it's different than Osho because I did do some Osho work, too. It's another Bhagwan. I think there's a lot of Bhagwans out
Bhagwan,
there.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
But I went there, and they took us through some very, very deep processing, and they actually coined the phrase causeless joy.
Mm.
And I later wrote a one-woman show about this, about my experience in India, and toured that. The causeless joy is when you get to a point of being so connected to all in life that there's this giggle and this bubble that comes up. I have to tell you, when I first got to India, there's people from all over the world there. We're meditating. There's 450 of us. And I start hearing this cackling and giggling, and I'm trying to quiet my mind in that quicksand. I opened my eyes and thought, who the hell is making all this noise? I can't focus. Well, I later learned that these people were in a blissful state of causeless joy. And it's, to to the point where at the beginning I'm like, this is nuts, get me out of here. But as I developed this, and it took a couple years to get to that place, and it's not saying it takes everyone that long, but I'll have times when all of a sudden I'm in silence, I'm meditating, or I'm smelling a flower, or dancing to music I love, and this incredible joy wells up. It's gratitude and appreciation. Hmm. And it starts this welling up of this joy that is so beyond the mundane expressions of life. It's delightful. It's a giggle.
Well, it sounds awesome, but I have a problem here. If it's causeless, how do you cause it? I mean, do you just have to wait for it to come?
Well, you can create the parameters around which it invites it in. Okay, so first of all, you know, some of the aspects I talk about in my book, the decluttering of your brain is, first of all, knowing that it's always going to be noisy. And then what you do is you develop or cultivate what I call the witness state.
You watch
it. So when I was, yes, Ben. And when I was a younger, I was a walking time bomb. I was so rageful and so reactive. And then it got to the point where I would start being able to see. And as I quieted myself and sat and actually got very ruthless as myself, as far as my own baloney. And, you know, where am I not being in integrity? Then I could start watching the drama. And then after a while, during the drama, I'd watch, and then after, I'd apologize.
Wow.
And now it's to the point where I can watch and actually stop the drama before it happens. And it's about opening our hearts to, Ben. Right now, there is so much fear, so much sadness and hopelessness in the world.
Yeah.
And it's our hearts are not open, and our minds are driving us crazy.
Well,
you know?
We got to take a commercial break, but I want to talk about that, because this whole idea of being ruthless with what's going on in your mind, going on in your mind, is really interesting to me, because there's a certain aggressiveness that has to happen. And I want to discuss that when we come back from our break. We got Teresa Pushkar on the Bright Side. Her book is 8 Ways to Declutter Your Brain and The Good Morning Mind. We'll be back with more of Teresa Pushkar on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsidebend.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Teresa Pushkar, author of Eight Ways to Declutter Your Brain, also The Good Morning Mind, Nine Essential Habits for the Workplace. Teresa, before I went to break, you used this word that was kind of got my attention. You said ruthless. You know, like, you have to be ruthless about watching your mind. When I hear that, it sounds kind of violent to me. Do you really mean that? You have to.
Yes and no.
Okay, so elaborate.
I've done so much emotional work through the years. In my early 20s, I got myself into therapy right away. I've taken every course. Like I said, I followed these spiritual authors and ended up in the recording studio with them. And I thought I got to the point where I was very honest with myself, where I had what I call inner integrity. And the more I researched, and especially the fear, the more I went, where is the fear? The more, it's like the layers of onion that got to be peeled. And I had to be ruthless, so I had to be willing. Let me give you an example, Ben. This is probably the best thing. So right now I'm sitting here with you. Before I came on the air, I did a meditation and a prayer, and I set an intention for the highest good of all, and how may I serve, and let me do that. If I'm going to be ruthless with myself and own and be accountable, there's a big part of me that's not about serving anybody but Teresa and her ego. Mm. There is me, myself, and I want to be accredited. I want to be considered wise. That little girl inside of me, hey, please love me. Am I good enough yet? So when I say ruthless, it has to be wrapped also, though, in intention of incredible self-acceptance and self-love. I knew in my early 20s that my life's journey was falling in love with myself, because we are so hard on ourselves. Nobody's as hard as us. And so when I say ruthless, it's wrapped in an intention and a heart filled with compassion for self.
You mean, when you say ruthless, you mean very, very seriously and very intensely.
Yes, and getting beyond what, you know, I could convince myself. My one-woman show, I convinced myself it was altruistic. If I go deeper, I'll give another example. I had my daughter going to a spiritual workshop, and she fell asleep at the workshop.
Okay, she was relaxed.
Well, and I was going, you know, wait a second. I want her to get all this. I want her to be healthy and happy and no anxiety. And when I went ruthlessly, Teresa, be honest with yourself. What's going on? And I meditated. It was
about you.
Me.
Yes, about you.
I want to be loved. I want to be considered myself a good mom, right?
Right,
but
it seems
all about
like
me and my stress.
Yeah, it's but that's hidden, because it seems like, oh, I really want my best for my kid, but really hidden underneath. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's really powerful.
So that's
stuff.
Where the word ruthless comes in.
Got it.
Ben. It's going deeper than what we tell ourselves originally.
Okay, got it. Now your book, 8 Ways to Declutter Your Brain, which is awesome book. I highly recommend it. It seems to me that smart people suffer from this problem more than less smart people. Do you think?
Yes, I thank you for having that awareness. And it's the trip. When you start seeking the truth and the deeper self, the ego is brilliant. So like I say in the book, I get angry about my anger, or I feel guilty about the guilt. Our ego mind wraps us in these cycles that seem eternal, that are very difficult to break. And the more intelligent you are, the more focused you are on, and the more committed you are to growth, you get to a point where you're going, oh, my God, this spiritual stuff, you know, there can be real spiritual muck-up going on. Right?
Do you think our culture? Do you think our culture is a brain-centered culture that kind of deifies the brain and makes it so that we use our brain so much that it can become? It's easy to become cluttered.
Absolutely. I think it's the brain's nature. You know, we got to give the brain a break. The brain is about a survival. It's
right.
about kicking in the fear and how may I survive. So we've asked at some point in our evolution for the brain to function, for to be a brain-based society. But when you start, and I used to have all neck kinds of neck problems and issues where I felt the brain and the heart weren't connected. And so I started setting intentions that the two get connected. And so the brain and all its clutter, if you watch the clutter and go, oh, there it is again. Oh, there I am. And there's no resistance. You know, and I think one of the big important things right now, and your show focuses a lot on health, we have to feel into everything. And that's part of the brain often tries to create devices to get out of feeling. We are so pain phobic in our emotions, in our physicality. If we let ourselves melt into the pain, feel it incredibly, like fully embrace it and feel into it, then it brings us to another state. But that mind is going to do everything it can to keep us from it.
How much of our lives and how much of our problems are associated with our desire to get away from pain? Or everything, right?
I think it's huge, yeah. It's to avoid pain. And if you've worked, I've worked with people that are enlightened, Dr. David Hawkins or you know, Sri Rama Bhagavan or Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
You know, Eckhart says if you go into the pain.
The pain body.
And and if you go into any pain fully and surrender to it, you actually can experience bliss, that causeless joy.
Yeah, because pain is resistance. There's a certain element of resistance with pain. Right?
Yes. And with the resistance is what causes more pain.
Yeah.
Right?
Is the pain itself resistance?
Oh, that's a, you're such a great, good questioner. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Because I think when you go into it, it dissolves. It melts.
Right. Right. I've worked with that myself. All right. So in the book, Eight Ways to Declutter Your Brain, you talk about victimhood. And I talk to a lot of people who blame the government and who blame the New World Order and who blame Fauci and who blame all the stuff that's going on in the world. It's like, how does this idea of victimhood play into our cluttered mind? Because you say that stepping out of victimhood is one of the ways to declutter your mind. How does the idea of victimhood clutter the mind?
Oh, it's one of the most challenging and one of the most delicious aspects of decluttering the mind. So when we're in victim, the mind gets to go rampant on everything out there that is hurting and affecting me energetically. And what it does is energetically in the body, mind, and soul creates more of that resistance. And it's so easy to blame everybody else and everything else in the world. But bottom line is this, and this is something I've learned recently with my teachings with O&O Academy. They've been working with us virtually throughout the past year. We think, you know, you wonder why affirmations don't work then. Why they don't work is we're coming from a suffering state, a pain state, saying, get me out of here. Very often we're in a point of desperation and obsession. So what we have to do is get to the place of a beautiful state inside, and that can come with music, and can come with doing art, whatever it is that brings up that joy in you. And from that joy place then you set the intention, then you ask for that help. But you should be in that heightened state.
Do you think there's an element of being right, like people are vested in their victimhood because they want to be right?
Very astute. You know, the Course in Miracles, you either want to be right or in love.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, I have an ex-husband, and we had a very ugly divorce, and we're best friends. But when you have a child, the child is often the pawn in a game that's very ugly. And so we made a choice early on, and I wrote and journaled about this. I prayed, I intended that we would be best friends. And if you knew my divorce at the time, there was no way. But I had to let go of being right, and he had to, too. And now we're at the point where there's certain things we don't talk about. you know, he spent yesterday on my birthday with me, and I had a wonderful day with he and my daughter and her boyfriend. But we had to let go of being right. And you have to be willing to go, you know what? If I walked in his shoes, I would feel I was right. And I walk in my shoes and I am right. That there's all of our personal experiences. And if we can get to the point, and I recently, I shared this quite a bit recently. I did a meditation. I was writing my one woman show in a cafe, and Marianne Williamson, I'd just seen her, and I produced a couple programs with her, and she talked about
the
how.
I love her.
Yeah. Incredible woman. And I asked about the how may I serve in the middle of my ego and writing my one woman show. And I meditated and I saw Christ standing in front of a politician I was struggling with.
And which politician are you going to say?
I don't think
I can
guess.
Say, but
yeah. I'm not going to go there. But what happened was he looked deep into his eyes and he said, I see you and I love you. And the politician said, oh, I'm so good at this. And Christ said, stop. And Christ looked deeper into his eyes and said, I see you and I love you. And all of the armor that that politician had been wearing started to melt away. And I saw a 5-year-old little boy.
Wow.
And I thought, Ben, if I'm perpetuating his hatred with my hatred of him.
That's awesome.
And my criticism, my prejudice of his prejudice, I'm perpetuating that cycle.
Wow, that is powerful
stuff.
And it was
life-changing. It was
That's
very.
Powerful
and
stuff.
So I encourage your listeners, Ben, if they got somebody in their life that really triggers them, do that exercise. Look deep into, and it doesn't mean you have to forgive what they did, because often there's, you know, behaviors that are not acceptable. But if you can get into their eyes and see that child within and that connection, it can be powerful.
Hey, we're out of time, Teresa. So much I wanted to talk to you about. I hope you'll come back on the bright side. Teresa,
absolutely.
Teresa, thank you so much. Teresa Pushkar, 8 Ways to Declutter Your Brain. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.